Hope. Advent is a season of hope. Advent is a time of preparation for Christ's three comings. His second coming at the end of time, of which we heard in last week's readings. The annual commemoration of the birth of the infant Jesus at Christmas. And his coming into our daily lives in the most ordinary of circumstances. Advent is also a time of year when one of my favorite compositions, George Friedrich Handel's Messiah, one of the best known and most frequently performed choral works, is traditionally performed before packed music halls. But not this year, due to the coronavirus pandemic. And that's a shame, because Messiah, just like Advent, is about hope. And hope is something we all sorely need right now. The opening choral scenes from Messiah are taken from the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, which is our first reading today. Isaiah presents a message of hope to the Israelites in Babylonian captivity. The Lord promises to give comfort, to give hope to the Israelite people. Their servitude and exile for sinning and turning away from God is at an end. Their sins are forgiven. Their guilt is expiated. The Lord promises to prepare the way, to make it easier for the exiles, shepherding their return to the promised land by filling in valleys, leveling mountains, and making the rugged land smooth. In today's gospel reading from Mark, that imagery of preparing the way of the Lord is applied to the Old Testament prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. Furthermore, John the Baptist is identified as the messenger who is preparing the way of the Lord, making straight his paths. Through his baptism for the repentance of sins, John is foretelling the coming of the Messiah. One mightier who will baptize not only with water, but with the Holy Spirit. John is giving the people hope. The preaching of repentance by John the Baptist is also appropriate for us today. Repentance is part of the very foundation of our Christian faith, and without it, we have no hope. Unless we recognize the need for repentance, it isn't possible for God to give us the wholeness of life that he wants for us. Yet, repentance tends to be viewed in a negative light these days because it's generally associated with our faults, our sins. However, repentance literally means to change our minds, our hearts, to turn around, express regret, and transform our heart, our attitude, and our behavior. To repent is to recognize that without the Lord, we're lost in an egocentric world. That transformation begun with repentance leads us to ask God for forgiveness and enables us to turn toward God, allowing the Holy Spirit to enter more deeply into our lives. During Advent, as we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth at Christmas, to welcome Christ's power in our daily lives, and to look forward to his second coming, John the Baptist invites us to hope by casting off all vestige of estrangement, self-centeredness, ego, and pride, turning to God with humility, seeking forgiveness and reconciliation. I know what you may be thinking. No, I didn't intend for this homily to be a shameful plug for the sacrament of reconciliation. But for your information, reconciliation is available here at the cathedral before masses on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. By the way, if in past years you've enjoyed the Advent tradition of listening to a performance of the Messiah, and would like to experience it this year, consider going to YouTube and searching for Self-Isolation Choir Presents Messiah at Home. Over 3,900 musicians and choral singers from around the world self-quarantined during the pandemic individually recorded the complete 2-hour, 15-minute oratorio. Sound and video engineers and editors melded all these individual performances together, resulting in an impressive concert that will give you hope as we approach the end of 2020.